Hey, it's Francis, the Market Sniper. And this was a really interesting discussion with John DeMartini, an opportunity to pick his brain. And these are my takeouts. They're my 7 points. I'm interested in what you thought was relevant in hearing this series. Please share your comments and what was significant and stuck out for you particularly in terms of his replies and discussion points around values, pre-framing, getting your mindset correct for being successful in trading. Here they go, from 1 to 7 in no particular order. Number 1, creating a mental balance. This stood out particularly at the onset. I get a lot of career people that are looking to commence trading, have had an eye or have been part-time trading and saying, hey, I'm thinking I want to go long run professionally trading and I want to walk away from that which I'm doing and want to move to trading. And very interesting exercise came out for me on that, and that was one where John actually suggests that you go and you write all the valuable things, all the gifts that your current work has given you. Often we just have had enough and we just want to let go what we have and we want to snatch at the new opportunity. I want people to come to trading. I want people to come successfully to trading though. I don't want them to make irrational decisions and I don't want them to snatch a new opportunity. So by recognizing all the gifts that being an IT professional, a property entrepreneur, an engineer has given you in terms of what you're doing up till now, just as you look back, and it removes all the perception of irritation, maybe the corporate environment. You recognize that it's given you a gift. And also looking forward, understanding that there's no great fantasy with trading. It's not going to be the big easy. So compress a little bit the perceptions on the trading side so that you just regain your balance. This will have you move forward on your trading career in a lot better way. This was really powerful for me. And I love the way that came through as one of the exercises. And it's something that should be ongoing. And the story about talking down the options trader whenever he'd made an outlier gain, or talking him up when he'd had an outlier loss. The normalization, the balancing out, the reduction of the extremes of emotions was a very powerful point that came out for me, both in commencing the decision and upping your seriousness for trading and generally when you have success, which led on very nicely to point number 2, which illustrated how overperformance can do as much damage as underperformance. And that's where that broker analogy came through. And I thought that was really, really interesting. And I'd had a similar experience with this prior to John actually stating such. And if you want to see my experience with that, go have a look for the clip on YouTube where I've made £165,000 in 5 days trading and why it was one of the worst things for my trading performance. Go have a look at that clip. That was a personal experience share that I've put out on my channel. Third for me was the emphasis on process. Loved the story about John going and playing tennis with a girl 2 years younger than him and how he focused on the money in trading, which was just the win in the game, and how she was focusing on playing the correct shots, the textbook strokes, and was focusing on the process. She wanted to be a tennis pro. She was getting schooled on how to do these things properly. This is why golfers spend ages getting a swing right. Often as a beginner, you can hit a great shot just by using a bit of ball coordination, but you'll be limited in how far you can go if you're not swinging right, and you actually play worse in the beginning. But you're laying down a foundation on based on process. And that was a very, very powerful thing. People come over that have set goals in all their careers and they come to trading and they say, well, I'm going to make £150,000, £1 million, etc. in a year. What you need to do is focus on the process. Don't focus on the outcome at the end of the process. If you do the process correctly and you take your learning and you give time for learning and you don't try to compress it and show impatience, you will get to the outcome you need. That was a great point. Number 4 for me was giving up on your discipline for a short-term hit indicates you don't value your true goal. A couple of times I did that. In other words, I'd say, oh, I think this is looking pretty good. I'll just move on into this without following all my checklists. And that just means I'm prostituting the long-run goal. And I'm using a really powerful word there, but I'm actually selling myself short on the big goal if I take that trade on the basis of not following the process and the procedure. You can't help it. You're looking for a little bit of excitement. You think, oh, it's moving now. I'll just jump in. I can work out the numbers to the stop later, etc., etc. If ever you've done that, and as a beginner, and even during my intermediate phase, I was guilty of it on occasion. Don't allow it to happen. Frame it as a major sign that you are devaluing the primary objective. And I'm assuming for most of you, that the primary objective is financial freedom, providing well for both yourself and your family, and executing to process and rule. And if you have that, when you are responding to those impulses, you're almost betraying your dearly beloveds and all those that rely on you to provide for them. If you frame like this, and if you see it in this light, you're going to be far less likely to succumb to those temptations, and you will be tempted. Point five for me that came through really strongly as well was having a proper base. So the sustained savings and investment plan where you're putting money aside is giving you the foundation of your pyramid that will later set you up for your full gains. And what John said about the 10% rule was very, very significant. If you're having swings of 10%, whether upside or downside on your gross total net worth, of which the trading is a certain element thereof, you're not going to be as emotional. If you're having 25%, 30%, or you know, even bigger numbers potentially with certain people, swings, it's going to get really emotional. And when you emotionally trade, it's the pain that gets you out. The greed will keep you in. And that's not the nature of the game. So if you can maintain it within those constraints, that doesn't mean a 10% stop loss, mind. That means in terms of everything you have. So it's certainly less than that. You can, and the story about not being a millionaire until you've both made a million or lost a million, it implies that you actually need to be worth better part of 10 million if you're applying the 10% rule. And that the whole concept of that stability, having that greater sense of worth that strips down the emotion, it comes down to trade sizing, but it was an interesting way of looking at it as well. And I like that. So we've got to earn the right to leverage, have investments that are maybe not leveraged, that might just be a tracker fund, etc., and other aspects that could be your property. Of course, that can be leveraged, so be careful that you aren't over-leveraging there. But having just broad stroke, not relying entirely on your trading to put in all the layers for you. Very powerfully one came through for me. Find meaning in what you do, have a truly big reason. I really love that. You've got to have big reasons to achieve big things, and if you're really wanting to make a big success of this, it's not just about providing for yourself and family and nearest dearest. Have something that you're passionate about, a change you would like to see in the world potentially, something that you can do that is give back on a much larger scale. And the aspect of, you know, do something regionally to have an effect on your community. If you have a community orientated goal, do something, have a goal at a national level to make real effect at a regional level. You know, to have effect at a global level, you almost have to be transcendental in terms of how you view the planet. And that's taking it all the way up, and we don't all have to be recreating the universe. But bear in mind, for big things to happen, you have to, A, express them. You've got to have a real desire. It's got to be core and passionate to you, and your trading will dovetail and fit in that. And the outcomes that you achieve and the give back that you get will spill into that. So I find that was a really, really interesting. Have the big goals outside of your trading, and others outside of just those that you should love, the community, the at a national level, at a regional level, at a global level if you have big, big dreams. Finally, mentorship came through many times for me. In the beginning, he referred it. People have walked this journey before. You don't need to reinvent that wheel. You can compress that time continuum by just having a clear-cut shift where someone can say, the deep-seated psychological change is hard. And no, you aren't getting around the obstacle. Try again. You must do this. I can tell you, you're not changed sufficiently. You've only understood this principle to level 2 or 3. You need to literally get down to 5, otherwise you're not going to walk around this wall. You will keep smashing your face. And a mentor can do that because he's been through that journey. He can see when we're fooling ourselves and when we're not actually transcending around an obstacle, not totally circumventing it. And that just means they reemerge further on, and it limits your success. Your likelihood of success to reaching the goal of being consistently profitable on a year-in, year-out basis depends on it. And I would say it's greatly reduced if you think you're going to do it all by yourself. And I'd love to be involved as your mentor, but it's not important that it be me for your long run goal. If there's someone who's taken the journey that is successful, that you can follow and is prepared to give you his services and time with you in any format, then consider a mentor rather than not having one. Really powerful. We, of course, have products specifically geared towards showing you how we take you forward and how we interact. And I'm really dedicated to bringing in deep-seated psychological change and program and teaching that will allow for that. And it's hard and it's difficult potentially, but the gains are big as well. So you've got to realize that it's a truly transformational journey that needs to happen. And very few of us are born ideally wired to be traders. So that was the aspect of mentorship. Those were my 7 takeouts. I hope that was useful for you. I'd love to hear what you took out of the series in that discussion with John DeMartini. What were the key points that worked for you? And tell me more about your experiences and what was the telling point for you. Also, please share and rate. I look forward to hearing from you all.